I want to speak a little bit about mindfulness at this point. This is a verse from the Dhammapada. Commendable is the taming of mind, which is hard to hold down, nimble, alighting wherever it wants, mind subdued brings ease. In Pali, Dunikahasa lahuno yattakamani patino chittasattamato sadhu chittang tantan sukhavahang. So hard to hold down. The mind is hard to hold down in the sense that it is restrained only with difficulty. It is nimble in the sense that it arises quickly and quickly ceases to be. So the early commentators would unpack a verse like this and really examine in the context of their own lives how this verse could be understood. So one of the things they say here, which is quite interesting, the mind alights wherever it wants. So when you think of that expression, it calls to mind the image of a bird. So a bird alighting on a branch, alighting on another branch, flying to the ground, up in the air, over this way. As we watch birds, they are a wonderful kind of metaphor for the activity of the mind that is really unrestrained. The mind that goes this way, that way, into the future, into the past. What's for lunch? Did I turn the stove off? You know, is my mother going to make herself a proper meal today? You know, all the questions that arise according to our lives. So what happens is that we don't remember what is the suitable or the appropriate place to land our attention. So the mind has the nature of alighting at any place whatever, because it does not know this is a thing possible to get, this is not a thing possible to get, this is a suitable thing, this is an unsuitable thing. So it's this cultivating of wise attention. So wise attention is knowing what's happening in the present moment and also knowing our attitude towards what's happening. So it's this ongoing and very steady cultivation of genuine interest, compassionate and caring attitude that really, it nurtures this knowing what's suitable, knowing what isn't suitable. So we live in a culture where we're bombarded with advertising. And, you know, this morning I was looking for a poem by a Polish poet. And there was one site, I think it's called poemhunter.ca or .com, I'm not sure. But I avoid going to that site because they bombard you with advertising. In a video format, and it's very jarring. But even, you know, watching reruns of the Olympics, you want to see the skating, you want to see it, but oh no, you have to watch three ads. It's quite something. So, knowing what is suitable. Well, this is definitely suitable, I think. So, and it's this growing wisdom about, oh, where am I placing my attention? How am I feeding my heart? How am I actually cultivating wisdom in my day-to-day life? Here's one more verse from this chapter on the mind. Like a water creature plucked from its watery home and thrown on land, this mind flaps. Fit to discard is Mara's sway. So Mara is the embodiment of the forces of desire and aversion. So fit to discard is Mara's sway. But just that image of the mind flipping like a watery creature thrown on dry land. So, in a sense, this is an invitation to know our own minds, to know the habits of our minds, and not to judge them, but in the knowing, to begin to untangle those patterns, to see more clearly that we have a choice, that we can place our minds, cultivate our mindfulness in relationship to skillful, wholesome qualities of mind, generosity, kindness, patience, friendliness, instead of, oh, another opportunity to grasp. So let's sit again for another 30 minutes and just continue to cultivate this continuity of mindfulness. This is the poem from Wisława Szymborska, the Polish poet, woman poet who won the Nobel Prize, I think in 1996. She says, I prefer movies. I prefer cats. I prefer the oaks along the water. I prefer Dickens to Dostoevsky. I prefer myself liking people to myself loving mankind. I prefer keeping a needle and thread on hand, just in case. I prefer the color green. I prefer not to maintain that reason is to blame for everything. I prefer exceptions. I prefer to leave early. I prefer talking to doctors about something else. I prefer the old fine-lined illustrations. I prefer the absurdity of writing poems to the absurdity of not writing poems. I prefer, where love's concerned, non-specific anniversaries that can be celebrated every day. I prefer moralists who promise me nothing. I prefer cunning kindness to the over-trustful kind. I prefer the earth in civvies. I prefer conquered to conquering countries. I prefer having some reservations. I prefer the hell of chaos to the hell of order. I prefer Grimm's fairy tales to the newspaper's front pages. I prefer leaves without flowers to flowers without leaves. I prefer dogs with uncropped tails. I prefer light eyes, since mine are dark. I prefer desk drawers. I prefer many things that I haven't mentioned here to many things I've also left unsaid. I prefer zeros on the loose to those lined up behind a cipher. I prefer the time of insects to the time of stars. I prefer to knock on wood. I prefer not to ask how much longer and when. I prefer keeping in mind even the possibility that existence has its own reason for being. So once again, establishing our sitting posture. And once again, we can stabilize our awareness by connecting with sensations in the body. Perhaps noticing those which are most obvious, sitting bones, some experience of pressure or hardness, we might also lightly scan through the body and just notice if there is some habitual place of holding. A curling of the toes, a clenching of the jaw, a tightness in the shoulders. Is it possible to relax while remaining alert? Again, we can choose to observe the movement of the breath, steadying the attention on the rhythm of the rising and falling, or the in and out of the breath at the nostrils. And if we feel some continuity of mindfulness is developing, then we might want to just see what appears in the field of awareness and move from object to object. A sensation, a tingling, a sound, a passing mood, a memory, an image. This cascade of phenomena that present themselves. impersonal, arising due to conditions, not to be claimed as me or mine. Notice where your attention is. And notice as well the quality of your awareness. Mindfulness invites us to recognize the experience of this moment Commendable is the taming of mind, which is hard to hold down. Nimble, alighting wherever it wants, mind subdued brings ease. So again, when you hear the sound of the bell, see if you can simply notice the experience of hearing. And perhaps even see if you can be aware of that moment of noticing. How do we attend to the moments of our day, those we deem insignificant, attending to mundane activities, routines, and those that we deem more worthy of careful attention? Can we maintain some thread of genuine interest befriending and sincerely cultivating this quality of mindfulness and remembering?